Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Before we get to today's bookish guest, Bethany from Beautiful Bookish Bethany from the YouTube account, I want to share a bit of what we've been up to in the Patreon community. Back in April, in the midst of the pandemic, I felt a need to create a romance lover book community through Patreon. Each month, we meet twice a month. One week, we meet to discuss book recommendations. Another week, we discuss a monthly book club pick. Most months, I have the author of the book come in and chat with us and ask their questions to the group and share the book recommendations. This is perfect if you love to listen to author Q&As and you would like to be part of the audience and ask your own questions. So I really love this. I love chatting with authors and bring them and chatting with the community and for us to ask questions. Some authors that have come in are Kate Bateman, Carla Sorensen, Mia Silsa, Priscilla Olivares, Tracy Levesay, and it's been a lot of fun. So one fun perk is that each week I send a book recommendation newsletter with tropes, genres, anticipated new releases, audiobooks, Kindle Unlimited, pretty much anything. I take requests from the community and I tailor those recommendations to you. And they usually are like 5 to 10 books for you to pick up. So it's perfect if you're in a mood reader and you're like, you know, I feel like I'm reading some age gap or some enemies to lovers. You can go back to that newsletter and get some recommendations for you to pick up your next read. I also include a recommendation for an author. So most of the time, if you notice at my author interviews, I ask authors what books they read. So I write down what books they have mentioned in those author interviews. So you don't have to dig into past episodes. You can be like, oh, I'm wondering what Tessa Bailey is reading, which is Filthy Rich Americans by Nicholas Sloan, which is I'm reading right now, and it is amazing. It is completely addictive. It's completely so good. Filthy Rich Americans doesn't... On paper, it does not work for me, but the reality is, oh my God. So I'm really grateful for that recommendation. And so I list those recommendations. So if you want to get back to, you know, old interviews like Christina Lauren, Alexis Daria, I'll share those recommendations they share in those episodes. And I also I also share a request, what you should request for NetGalley. So I'll pick one or two books that I requested or new books are like exciting to look for and you can request them in NetGalley. So I'll give you a brief overview and why you should pick it up. So those are also opportunities for you to be in the know what's anticipated, what's happening, what's some recommendations. So that's something that I love to do. It's one of my favorite things to do every Saturday. I send this newsletter. I compile all this different information and I just share it with you. I also do some fun perks, like, you know, I'll give away 1 month free books for all the members, like there'll be ebooks. So last December, I gave the book club pick. I think I'm planning to get something up in March. And so you'll get a free ebook or gift card if you're not in the US. So you'll get something for you to just enjoy some reading. So there's some fun perks like that. I may work with publishers to see if we can get access to ONARC as a book club pick. So there's opportunities for us to, for you to get to not only connect with other romance lover communities, but also get to get some free books perks into it. So finally, you get early access to author interviews. So I share the author interviews on Sundays before the week. I'm going to be able to share them like a week ahead. So if you like to listen to author interviews, you get early access. I'm also creating some special series. So once a week, I'll create a special Patreon exclusive episode, like book recommendation. So we have author spotlight for Kristen Ashley. I have something in the works for paranormal series starter. So if someone's interested in paranormal, I record an episode about historical romance. So if you like Bridgerton, you're looking for similar books, I have an episode for that. I had an expert for historical romance come in and tell us like all these different series that we should check out. So if you're looking for more book recommendations, I have episodes for that. So there's audio episodes. So if you're interested in joining Patreon, it costs $5 a month, And then just basically to join is simple. Just go to watchmenextblog.com/Patreon. And you just follow all the information and I'll send you over a bookmark and some congratulations. It's so exciting. And you'll start getting the newsletter and get the meeting invites for the book club meetings. So I hope to see you there. I hope that if this inspires you, if this is your intuition, it feels like good in alignment, just join. If it doesn't, that's totally fine. I'm still going to provide free content on the podcast and, you know, my blog and all the different places. So, but I hope to see you there. All right. So now let's get to the book recommendation chat with Bethany. Hi, Bethany. Welcome to Watch Your Next Podcast.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am a YouTuber who talks about books, a BookTuber. I'm also really active on Instagram. Both of those are at Beautifully Bookish Bethany. And then I also, several months ago, started a podcast myself as well, Chapter 3 Podcast, which has been really fun, about science fiction, fantasy, and romance.
I love this. So let's talk about the podcast first. So what was the source of inspiration? Like, what made you decide to start a podcast?
I always thought it would be a fun kind of new creative challenge. I really enjoy making videos, but it seemed like a cool way to have more long form discussions and just kind of an interesting creative challenge to take on. And so far I've really been enjoying it.
I love this. And so what can we expect for our listeners who are looking for other bookish podcasts to pick up? What they can expect from your podcast?
So I do longer discussions. They're usually about an hour. I bring on guests and we'll have a topical discussion about something to do with science fiction, fantasy, or romance. Sometimes we're talking about a specific author or series. Sometimes it's more general, like why science fiction and fantasy, for instance, or queer science fiction and fantasy, or like what makes a good Christmas holiday romance novel. So it's kind of a variety of things, but those are the main genres that we focus on.
I love this. So it's basically like what you read and have conversations about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love this. Yeah. I think that's like sometimes when we think about these creative outlets to talk about bookish conversations, like it's based on like what our tastes are, you know, like, and there's nothing wrong because you find book twins that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's nice too, because it's a way of collaborating with other people. And yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's like a good way to make new friends.
Yes, yes, exactly.
I love this. So let's check book recommendations. Let's go first with sci-fi and some fantasy romance. Fantasy. I was going to say fantasy romance, but it's fantasy. And yeah. So what would you recommend for new to the genre?
Yeah, so I was thinking about this. I think talking about science fiction, I think people can sometimes be a little bit intimidated by sci-fi. And so a couple of places that I think are really good, easy places to start. One would be The Murderbot Diaries by Martha Wells. Mm-hmm. It's a series of mostly novellas, one full-length novel so far. And the first one is called All Systems Red. And they're these fun, character-driven sci-fi stories that follow this snarky biological AI who's hacked his governor module, and he calls himself Murderbot. And they're just really fun and easy to get into, and I think a really good entry point. Another place that I would maybe start if you find the hard sci-fi intimidating is Becky Chambers. Books like The Long Way to a Small Angry Planet, for instance, is another one that's more character driven. It's got sci-fi elements to it, but a lot of it is like hanging out with these fun, quirky characters in space on their like adventures and misadventures. And so I think those are good examples of places to start. If you're new to sci-fi, if you're intimidated by sci-fi, something like that can kind of ease you into it.
I love this. Yeah, I heard about the Murderbot books thanks to Sarah Wendell. She's the contact person for the Frolic Network. And we had a meetup and she was like raving about them. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. Yeah.
They're so fun. They make me laugh. They're just, they're great. Oh. Yeah. And then I think for fantasy, a good thing to do is think about the genres that you like and the genres that you read and try to look for something that's a crossover, that where there's parts of it that'll feel comfortable. For instance, if you're a romance reader, one recommendation I might make is there's an indie an indie fantasy romance called Rain and Ruin by J.D. Evans, where it's got a great romance in it, but it's also got a lot more of that epic fantasy world building in it. So if you're a romance reader, something like that might be a good way to get into high fantasy. If you're more into reading contemporary stories, something like Legendborn by Tracy Dion, which is a YA urban fantasy or kind of more modern day fantasy that has real world elements mixed with some more fantastical elements. Or if you're a mystery reader, you could find a fantasy that's got mystery elements, but I think that can be a good way to get into fantasy if you're new to it.
Yes, that's a really smart way to look at it. So it doesn't feel so intimidating. It can be like, you know, like this elements. Like for me, I like love stories, like any love story adjacent, something related to it. So I look for books that will have that, you know, have strong elements for that.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think that's why I like to recommend things like Rain and Ruin, for instance, because it's one of those ones where if you're a fantasy reader wanting to get into romance, it's a great pick. If you're a romance reader wanting to get into fantasy, it's also a great pick. And so those things that kind of straddle the line between genres can be really helpful.
I love this. So which authors are you awed by?
Okay, so you asked me this and I started making a list and it's a really long list.
It's okay.
Okay, so I will tell you what they are. So these are like auto buy, at least auto read, but I pretty much buy almost everything they write. Anyway, N.K. Jemisin, Seanan McGuire, Martha Wells, Cassandra Clare, Sarah J. Maas, Susan Dennard, Tamsin Muir is a newer one, Kate Morton, Talia Hibbert, Alyssa Cole, Pierce Brown, I think, is the only male author on this list. Sylvia Moreno Garcia, Beverly Jenkins, Tessa Dare, Ruth Ware, Sarah Faring, Claire Legrand, and Sarah Morgan. So it's like a lot of fantasy and romance with a little bit of other genres sprinkled in.
I loved this so much. This is like amazing. Yeah. Yeah, it's like you gotta find the books and you're like, you start adding new authors. And then there's the new and gems you were discovering. You're like, I gotta read their backlist.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's, you know, it's fun too when you find somebody, you're like, oh my goodness, how have I not read you before? You're amazing. Now I'm gonna like read everything you write. And
yes. Oh my gosh, yes. So let's chat romance. So what is your favorite romance trope?
Okay, so my favorite romance trope is having a nerdy hero or heroine. Okay. I really enjoy. I mean, there are other tropes I love too, but that's probably my most favorite. And so I think that's super fun. And like a lot of my favorite romances have that. So I do have some recommendations if you also are into that.
Yeah.
One is one of my favorite romances of 2020, Spoiler Alert by Olivia Dade. So good. I loved it so much. It's got great fat representation, which I think is cool. It's got like a body positive take with a fat heroine. And what's fun about it is she and the hero write fanfic for this Game of Thrones type show and know each other online through writing fanfic. But it turns out the hero, she doesn't know this, is actually one of the actors on the show. And for various reasons, they end up on a date with each other and he figures out who she is, but she doesn't know who he is. And it's just great. It's this wonderful romance. They're super nerdy. They're into like geek culture. I loved it. It was wonderful. And then the other one is if you like historical romance, A Week to Be Wicked by Tessa Dare is great. the heroine is a blue stocking, which is what they called like nerdy girls back in the day, who's into I can't think of the word for it right now. It's not geology, but like studying bones, like archaeology, not archaeology. Is it paleontology? It might be like paleontology, but she's into something like that. And she's written the scientific paper and she wants to go present it at this conference, but usually they only let men go, but she's determined to go and present this paper. And so she convinces this rake to like pretend to kidnap her for a week and travel with her to present things at the conference. And so it's them falling in love on the way to this scientific conference. And it turns out he's like a closet nerd. So there's lots of nerdy humor, even in the bedroom scenes. And it's great.
Oh my gosh. I need to add that to my TBR.
It's really fun.
I love this. So what have been some of your 5-star, or you have a 6-star read, so you're actually, you do all-time favorites, yeah.
I do, yeah. It's been helpful for me to kind of differentiate, because I do read so many books every year to know kind of what are my favorites of the year. When I was thinking about this, when you asked about like 5-star reads, I was like, well, let me just think about like what I've read in January. So I have a few books that I've read in January that I really loved. And so there, and a couple of them are actually upcoming releases. So that seemed like maybe useful for people if they're like interested in knowing about them. So one is coming out in February. It's The Echo Wife by Sarah Gailey.
Mm-hmm.
Really interesting. It's like sci-fi meets domestic thriller with some horror elements to it. And the premise is wild. It delivers on it really well. It's pretty, it's slower paced, like character driven, but it's about this woman who's known for her scientific research on clones, but secretly her personal life is falling apart because she finds out her husband has been having an affair with a clone of her that he made to be like domestic and nice and like care more about his feelings, like all the things that she isn't. And then the husband dies. And like, I won't say anything more than that, but it is a wild ride. It's really good.
It sounds like a wild ride.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty wild. And then in May, a book, I know it's a little farther out, but there's a debut that's very good. It's called Ariadne by Jennifer Saint. Mm-hmm. It's a retelling of the life of Ariadne from Greek mythology. And it's pretty intense, but so good, and like made me cry at the end, which I rarely cry reading books. And I think people who liked Circe by Madeline Miller would probably really love it. Or if you read The Silence of the Girls by Pat Barker and wished that she had done a better job of actually doing what she said she was going to do and centering female characters in like female people in Greek mythology, like this book actually does that well. So that was one I really loved. And then the last one was Her Wicked Marquess by Stacey Reed. Mm-hmm. That one kind of took me by surprise. It came out like I think in December, and it's a historical romance, but it's not light and fluffy. It's more hard hitting and really interesting. It's about, it's dealing with like rape culture and toxic masculinity and the treatment of marginalized women, but it has this really great romance. One woman is being forced into kind of a marriage with an older man who's got some like weird predilections. And the hero is this Marquess who acts like a rake, but is secretly has a revenge plot that he's carrying out on behalf of the girl he loved when he was young, because she was sexually assaulted by a group of highborn men and then committed suicide. And so like it's intense, but it's really good. And they have this slow burn romance between the two of them. And I loved it. I really want to read more from her.
Oh my gosh, I gotta pick that one up. That looks so good. Oh my gosh. You're giving me so many book recommendations, and I'm bad when I'm editing this episode, I'll be buying them on
It's funny. I get a lot of people in my videos too, in my wrap-ups, being like, you're adding so many books to my TBR. Like,
That pretty much happens. Either I go to the library and I have like, I'm part of a bunch of libraries. So either I find it from the library and I'll just like borrow it. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to get this book to read. So we're all buy it, you know. So.
I get it. Yeah. I mean, I do that sometimes too. When I'm watching other people's stuff, I'm like, oh, I want to read that book. That sounds great.
Yeah. So if you're a fan of gothic horror,
what
kind of book that you have read that you loved this past year?
Yeah, one that I think is really good, and I'm so pleased that it's been getting a lot of attention, because I've loved this author before, and it's kind of her first book that became a bestseller, but Mexican Gothic by Sylvia Moreno Garcia.
Yeah.
It's great. I loved it so much. And it's, you know, it's adult gothic horror. It's set in Mexico. All of her books center Mexican characters. And I think what's really interesting to me about it is there's not, you know, it's a traditional Gothic horror story in some ways. It's got some nods to stories like The Yellow Wallpaper, but the horror elements in it are being used as metaphors and ways of talking about things like colonization and racism and colonization of body and toxic masculinity. And so there's a lot of topics that she's tackling. And that is one of my favorite, personal favorite things in horror, is when they're able to use it as a way of addressing larger issues. And I loved the way it did it. It's definitely a slow burn, which, you know, Gothic books typically are. And I enjoy that. But yeah, the ending is wild.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I have it on my TBR. I think I'm a little hesitant when it comes to horror. And like I've read a couple of them, but I'm like, it's like, for some reason, like, there's a part of me that's like, it's going to be gory. It's going to be this, it's going to be that. And I'm like,
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get that. It's been interesting because I feel like 2020 is when I discovered what I really like in horror. I used to think I wasn't into it, but I think what I've discovered is there are so many different subgenres, and I'm not a big fan of like slasher horror or really like gross out horror that much, but Gothic horror can be great, I think, and I can deal with it better. At least I don't think it's quite as intense, or it's intense in a different way sometimes. Yeah. So yeah,
love this. So what has been a book that you can't stop gushing about?
Okay, so my favorite book of 2020 was The Year of the Witching by Alexis Henderson, which I loved. It's another one that I would call horror, although it's like lighter on the horror. Like it has some like more intense horror scenes, but like it's not as, like, I feel like a lot of people could read it basically. It got kind of historical vibes, but it's not historical. It's like set in a different world. And it follows this young woman who is coming of age in this isolated town run by kind of a religious cult. And it's one of those ones where I don't want to say too much about it, but it's so good. It's got witches in a dark and creepy wood. It's like gets very bloody at times. And I think what you discover through reading it is that even though there are traditional horror elements to it, I think the most horrific part of it is the like misogyny and abuse of power and religious abuse that is taking place behind the scenes. And I think that's really interesting to contrast, you know, the horrific witches and the curses and the things like that, when like the worst things happening are things being done by people. I just found that really interesting, but it's very atmospheric and like a perfect fall book, I think.
Oh, I love this. Yeah. So tell us where you can find you online.
So you can find me on Twitter at bookish_Bethany, on Instagram at beautifullybookishBethany, on YouTube at beautifullybookishBethany, and at Chapter 3 Podcast, wherever you get your podcast listening. I'm kind of doing a lot of things.
Awesome. Thank you, Bethany, for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Once you connect with fellow romance readers and make new friends, get weekly book recommendations, attend monthly meetups, then join our Patreon community. You can join at whatyourextblog.com/Patreon. Romance lovers, check out Queen Bee Reads Etsy shop for cute and comfortable bookish apparel. The shop also features social justice apparel and fun items from some of your favorite TV shows like The Schitt's Creek and The Office. Use code WHATTOREAD10 to save. Visit whatyourextblog.com/queenbeereads. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Discover new podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always in the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.